Hello. Welcome, everyone. I'm so glad you're here with me. Kat Caldwell Myers, it's your Tuesday mini-sode of the Adventure Paradox podcast. And today we're going to talk about one of my favorite acronyms that I've been thinking about a lot lately. So the acronym is KLT. Now, what's that stand for? Know, like, and trust. Who do you want to work with? You want to work with people that you know, like, and trust. Well, how do you get to know, like, and trust someone? Spoiler alert, podcasting. Did you know that over 60% of Americans have listened to a podcast? Did you know that of those 60+%, over 65% of them listen to the entire podcast? Do you know that some of my podcast episodes have been upwards of 2 hours? Generally, those interviews I'll cut into two podcasts to make them a little bit more palatable. Why do we love to listen to conversations? Because the more we listen, the more we come to know, like, and trust someone. This is pretty amazing. You know, this industry is growing and growing and growing. And I'm actually going to read you a few statistics so you just understand why podcasting is something I'm so passionate about. And really, statistics aside, because it's not about the statistics, it's about the heart of podcasting, the heart of hearing someone and being heard. And this is really where my book came from this year. You know, if I had not heard myself, known myself, liked myself, and trusted myself enough to follow through and be the person I said I would be, I never would have gotten that book out. So podcasting actually came before the birth of my book baby. And it came in that order because I began speaking my truth and sharing it with others, and it encouraged others to do the same. So that book was a catalyst for change in my life that helped me recognize the power of the next chapter. And it was my podcasting mentor who helped me hear myself, have the courage, those 20 seconds of courage, to follow through and actually start the podcast. And you know, a lot of people, myself included, we don't feel like we have time to do something like a podcast. Well, do you have time to talk? We never run out of time to talk until our final time, which is coming for all of us. But here's the point. We don't know how much time we have here on this earth. So if you have a message that's coming through you, if you feel called to share something with people here on this earth, if you see problems that you don't like, that you don't know what to do about, that you don't trust the direction of this world, by sitting down and having conversations and get clearer and clearer and clearer about what you do know, like, and trust about this world, you're going to find your people and you're going to find your message. And the next thing you know, you're going to find yourself with a 6-7-figure business, which is part of why we've been interviewing those folks. If you've been wondering what's been going on in the background as I manifested my first $500,000 and how that came through, right? But what prevents people? And you know, I'm no different from you. I'll be honest. It didn't come directly through the podcast. It came through the sale of a house. Okay. That's a big number. But what prevents people from even getting started? So much of it is the fear about figuring out the technology. Well, guess what? I am not great at technology. If I can do it, you can do it. I have figured out a way to get it done and get into that top 3%, the top 3% of all podcasts. And there are over 5 million podcasts out there, by the way. So let's just keep that in mind. It's a pretty big number. A lot of people are worried about getting judged for what they say. They don't know how to find guests. They don't know how to approach guests when they think of someone they might want. They worry about how to monetize. I made my first $2,500 a couple of months into my podcast launching, just from someone who had been listening to me. You're probably still listening to me now. And she knew she wanted to work with me again. right? A former client. So you never know who you're going to reach through your message, through your story, through just getting up, showing up, talking. And the biggest thing is not feeling worthy of the microphone. I've been there, terrified to step on stage. And the beautiful thing about podcasting is what we focus on in podcasting isn't necessarily being seen. It's being heard. It's being heard. And when you can hear yourself, you get that much closer to KLT, knowing, liking, and trusting yourself. That's how it all starts, you see? That is how it all starts. So podcasting is absolutely incredible. There are 465 million podcast listeners globally. And as I said, over 5 million podcasts and 70 million episodes. And my podcast is in the top 3% of those. So if you want to know more about all this, I am teaching a podcasting class this week. The podcasting industry is worth $24 billion right now, but it's projected to grow to $130 billion by 2030. Within the next 6 years, my friends. So this is an industry you're going to want to be at the front of. It's a cutting edge industry, and there's a reason that it is so effective for connecting with your audience. Because people like to hear the message from someone they're following over and over and over again. My podcast mentor, I was listening to her as I was going to sleep last night. My husband was like, "Is that live?" I'm like, "No, baby. At 11 o'clock at night, this one is not a live, a live conversation. I'm listening to something recorded." And what are podcasts? Well, they're recorded. Right now, I'm speaking to you live. I really like multi-purposing my content. So I'm streaming to Instagram here on my phone up here, and I'm also streaming to Facebook here in front of me on my computer. Little hack to get it all done at once. I don't have to go and repost. And then I will post my podcast. And it's all there. And 82% of podcast listeners will spend over 7 hours a week listening to podcasts. Why is that? Well, when we're listening to a podcast, we could be driving a car. We could be cleaning up our house. We could be buying groceries. We could be working out at the gym. It's because it fits our society today. We are hungering for some way to take in information that doesn't necessarily involve sitting down and reading a book. Mind you, I'm a really big fan of actually sitting down, slowing down, and reading a book. I'm also very practical, and I love efficiency. And this is part of why podcasting is so efficient, because you can go to the podcast that you love. You can scroll through the topic for the week, see if that's the one you want to listen to, or find another one that resonates more with exactly where you are at. Maybe the eclipse. You want to hear something about the eclipse? You can go and find podcasts specifically about the spiritual nature of yesterday's eclipse. For example, on average, people listen to 8 episodes a week. That's a lot. This is part of why I give you mini-sodes, by the way, because I don't have time to listen to 8 hours. I can't believe on average people are listening to 7 hours, but the truth is I probably am listening to that many. Now, some of this is because I'm also interviewing people. Oh, hi, we got some fans on middle of the day. It's amazing to think that 82% of podcast listeners spend over 7 hours a week listening to them, but it's also such a gift. This particular form of communication is one of the best ways to reach people in today's world. It's what we all need. It's what we all crave to know, like, and trust the conversation that's coming through our ears. We need someone to say, "You got this. You're going to make it through. If I could do it, you could do it." Right? We need encouragement. We need understanding. We need compassion from the heart. We need authenticity. We need the truth. We're tired of things we're not sure what is or isn't real. We need podcasting in this world. So if you would like to join me for my free podcasting class, which is coming up on Thursday, 11 a.m. Mountain Time, please go to my website, catcalledwellmyers.com/free. podcasting-class. I would love to see you there. Meanwhile, I'm going out for a little self-care today because I know, like, and trust self-care, especially a busy week right before tax day when I'm launching a new class and welcoming a new course of podcasters to study with me, learn how I got to the top 3%, how I did it, getting out a book, moving across the country with the horse trailer, and selling our dream house and finding our first mountain home. You want to know how I did all that? I'm no different from you. I got a lot going on. Join my class and I'll give you all my secrets and would love to work with you on launching your first podcast. Have a beautiful day. Thanks for joining me on this Tuesday mini-sode. And may you know, like, and trust your own dreams, messages, and promptings. Listen to them. They are yours to be followed. See you later. Thanks for joining me.